السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة. وقال تعالى: وعاشرهن بالمعروف فإن أساء تكره شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. صدق الله مولانا. On this occasion of nikah, the three ayats that are read in the khutbah of nikah are all for taqwa, to show the importance of taqwa. Two of the ayats are addressed to the believing people, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, and one ayat is addressed to the whole of mankind, Ya ayyuhannas. But in all three ayats, taqwa is mentioned. So a nikah that is based on taqwa, that nikah will be definitely then successful. And taqwa cannot be, it doesn't just fall from the air. There is a great effort from taqwa, which Allah Ta'ala says in another place: if you want taqwa, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. You want taqwa, stay with the people who have truly got taqwa. In a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدًا. For everything there is a mine. We have a coal mine, gold mine, diamond mine, different kinds of mine. وَمَعْدًا التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. And the mine of taqwa is the hearts of the recognizers of Allah, who we call the Ahlullah, who we call the Mashayikh. So you must mine in their hearts. In other words, take what is in their hearts. If they've got taqwa there, you take that taqwa, taqwa will come in. And that is really what a person has to take when he goes to the Mashayikh. Not knowledge, not a'mal, but that what is in their hearts, that he must take. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تِقَارًا. For everything, there is a cleanser, there is a polish. We know for the polish, furniture polish is different, floor polish is different, all different, shoe polish is different, your car polish is different. So for everything, there is a cleanser, there is a polisher. وَتِقَالَةُ الْقَلْبْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. And the cleanser of the heart and the polisher of the heart is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So if we realize we have to clean our hearts, we have to acquire taqwa. The method is that we get taqwa from those who have got taqwa. And the method of it is by making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And if we get taqwa, then our marriages will be very, very fruitful. They will be, it will be a picture of Jannah. The Quran Sharif says, the object of nikah, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you find sukoon in your wife. And the same way, she finds sukoon in you. And this sukoon, tranquility, happiness, that is what is required. That is the main object of nikah. If a person lives in a huge mansion, but the husband's and wife's hearts are torn apart, what does that mansion mean? It means nothing. And if they are living in a tent shanty, but they've got love for one another, they've got feeling for one another, in the tent shanty, they are living a life of Jannah. So that is what we have to acquire this taqwa. And this is an occasion, the three ayats, all of them say that you must have taqwa, have taqwa. Also, one friend of ours, the Jamaat brother, and very good friend, and very sincere person. He was, he had made a second nikah because of his taqwa. He was weak in his gazes, looking at other women. And he really wanted to stop it, and he tried everything. So for that reason, he made a second nikah also, but that also didn't help him. Still, his gazes were out of control. There was a nikah in the Darul Uloom, and they asked me to say a few words, and this came in my mind, and I said it, that in namaz, this is not a faraz, not a sunnah, not a wajib of namaz, a mustahab of namaz, that keep your eyes where they are supposed to be kept in namaz. When you are standing at the place of sajda, when you are in ruku at your feet, when you are in sajda, then you focus on the tip of your nose, though you can't see it. And from this also we should learn a lesson. We want to have more intelligence and know everything what is happening. On our cell phone I'm seeing in my house what is happening now, what's happening in my shop, but I can't see my nose which is right in front of me. I want to know what is happening in the whole world. Allah shows how much you're going to know. You can't even see your nose. So anyway, so in sajda, you focus on the tip of your nose. When you are in a sitting position, you look in your left. And when you make salam to the farishtas, to the angels. So this was finished, everything. After about 2 months, he phoned me. He told me, Maulana, then he told me, I made second nikah just to control my eyes. But it wasn't under control. When I practice this, now, even outside namaz, my eyes are under control. If a person practices this in namaz, and that is why 5 times a day Allah calls us to service ourselves. To see that we walk straight, that we look straight, we think straight. So 5 times if we do this properly, then inshallah, if we look at the right places here, we won't look at the wrong places outside namaz. But even in namaz, we don't focus properly. So that is, so if we do this, we will get this taqwa. And a person who is blessed with the taqwa of the eyes, he is in fact, you can say, blessed with every man. Our Shaykh Abdul Mahmoud Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Adam Allah for Yudham, whom Allah had blessed with what mammoth. He says, all because I guarded my eyes. Hey, Allah blessed me with everything else. So this nikah, that it must be built on taqwa. And the foundation of taqwa must be put first. We don't even think of taqwa. Even after marriage, we don't think of taqwa. And that is why so much of abuse takes place. Emotional abuse, physical abuse, every type of abuse. The wife abuses the husband, husband abuses the wife, parents abuse their children, in-laws abuse the in-laws because there is lack of taqwa. And we don't think of the importance and necessity of it. So this is an occasion that we should see that we can acquire this taqwa. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That from your, of the signs of Allah, this is an occasion to gain the ma'rifah and recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, of the many signs of Allah, a sign is that leads you to what you are doing. From here, if you take the signboard to Pretoria, you come out in Pretoria. You take out the signboard that shows Johannesburg, you come out in Johannesburg. So one of the signs that will lead us to Allah is this nikah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ, that Allah created for you, from yourselves, your own species, your own type, أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, your spouses, to in whom you will find solace and peace. Object of nikah, the whole day the husband had a rough and tough day at work with his boss, with his subordinates, with the customers, with the suppliers, this argument, that argument. And when he comes home, he's supposed to find sukoon in his wife. The wife who had an up and down day with the workers, with the maid, with this one, with that one, with the children, it was a hectic day. She has to look forward, my husband come, I'll find solace. But today that is nowhere to be found. Because there isn't this taqwa. This is what we have to develop. And the quicker we can understand it, the better. And taqwa is not only for the marriage, taqwa is for our whole life. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ يُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. A person wants knowledge, Allah says, have taqwa, Allah will teach you. And Allah will teach you on the very spur of the moment. You don't have to have 5-6 years of university studies and degrees. Where and when, what knowledge you will acquire, Allah will give it to you immediately. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu going to Bahrain, and they faced the sea in front of them. Now how to go across? Our thinking, you put up a makeshift bridge immediately. You have studied all that, how to put up a makeshift bridge. They make two rakats of namaz. And after that, they put their horses into the water. And not even the hoofs of the horses got wet. When the Sahaba went to Tunisia, they needed direction of Qibla. The Amir of the Jamaat, two rakats of namaz, and in his sleep, Allah showed him the direction of Qibla, which still today has proven, and the Tafsir is in existence, perfectly it shows to Qibla. So as you need, when you need, Allah will teach you. This is all on taqwa. So this is an occasion that we should understand that we have to acquire taqwa. Otherwise the fights in the homes, marriages that are breaking up, hardly consummated, and the marriage is broken already. What is not happening? Because we are not close to our deen. We are far. We are looking for our peace of mind, happiness, our success. We are looking for it where it isn't. We are looking for it in a Western way of life. We are looking for it in what I think. What is my thinking and what are my brains? What Allah has declared, and Allah wants goodness for us. And Allah has chalked it out for us. Otherwise you have the most beautiful wife, but you got no peace of mind. Your heart is broken. You got all the money, but for what money was meant to give you happiness and an easy life, you know, you are working more harder. You are sweating and you are overworking yourself, but you're not getting what you want. So the object of the thing, saman rahat aur cheez hai, rahat aur cheez hai. The things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. Like for example, a broad example by which inshallah all of us can understand this, sleep is something else and awake is something else. But what advertisements and manufacturers of beds, how they fool us, the way they advertise. You want the most wonderful sleep, the most comfortable sleep, they say must get the pill. A person got his little mattress he's sleeping on, now one thought comes in his mind, I must buy a new mattress. So he then, with the new mattress, he needs a new base. Now he needs a new bed. Now he needs a new carpet. Now he needs new curtains. Now he has to paint his room. Everything. Now the room is so nice, the rest of the house he has to make nice. The house is nice, he has to make the garden nice. And all this is on borrowed money. He borrows from the bank. And now he can't pay. He can't meet his payments. Now the mattress he bought to give him a good sleep, he's not getting a minute's sleep. All the time they're going to repossess this, they're going to blacklist me, they're going to take away everything. So where you're looking for peace and happiness, it's not there. The peace and happiness is, for example, Allah says, the thing to clean the heart, Allah, bi dhikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. Beware, Allah says, open your ears and listen, Allah is saying, but we're not opening our ears. We just take it, well, this is a deen, it's not lecture, bayan. Now, Maulana has to make bayan, what else is he going to do? And we have to sit and listen for the tawhid, and we get some sawab, and everything is over. No, it isn't. See how importantly Allah says, open your ears and listen. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, listen properly, I'm saying, Allah, open your ears and listen. When a person doesn't listen properly, then he thinks, our Shaykh should say, that I'm saying Yamaha. And I'm advertising some Yamaha scooters or Yamaha engines or something. I'm not saying Yamaha, I'm saying Allah. Allah, listen properly. Open your ears and listen. Bi dhikrillah, in the dhikr of Allah. Tatma'innul qulub. And bi dhikrillah, for mufassirin have written, it means fi dhikrillah. When you are immersed in the dhikr. Not just casual now and then, sometimes, some little, but no thought you make dhikr. And the example the Mufassirin give, like a fish in water. When the fish is half out of water, it hasn't got peace. Only when it's full in water. And the minute it senses danger, it goes into deep water. So like that, zikr of Allah, fully immersed, our five time namazes must be in order. Our gazes must be in order. Our anger must be in order. This is all part of the zikr of Allah. Our tongue must be in order. How don't we speak to people? How don't we swear abusive, vulgar language? Such terrible language you can't imagine. Outside we like, be it Sufis, Maulvis, Tablighis. But when asked the wife, what kind of language with the wife, with the children, how our habits are, how dirty and filthy habits we have got. Outside we act very, very prim and proper. But all that, so when you are immersed in the dhikr of Allah, then you will find peace of mind. Then you will find contentment of heart. Not when you are half out of water and half in water. If we are half in deen, half out of deen. Some things we do, when we feel like we make namaz, when we don't feel like we don't make namaz. When we, now we're watching TV, and how many good people swear life is safe because of the TV. Now the TV is for us, that sports is for us, to watch that commentary, etc. All these things which are haram, which we make for us, then we say, I can't find happiness, I can't find peace of mind. Where can you find it? You're looking for it in the wrong place where it isn't. When Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when people regard poison as medicine, and medicine as poison, then what hope is there for the cure? When we are thinking of, we are thinking in poison, that's our medicine, in TV, living the Western way of life, our children, how they are dressed, buying torn jeans and paying more for it than good jeans, and in that we see our success. Buying half socks and we pay more for it than full socks. And in there we see our success. In poison, if you see that's your medicine, what hope can there be for such a patient? So we have become right and it's up to us. No Maulana is going to give bayan and change us. No Taweez is going to work on us. We have to be sincere to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we start with the basics and we do them, we will move up. Allah is not an oppressor. When Allah sees you are sincerely interested, Allah will pull you to Himself. May Allah give us proper understanding. May this nikah, the basis of such a proper deeni life, and may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us happiness in our life, and it isn't just du'as also. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, you go to O.R. Tambo, you find the plane going to Jinnah is full, no place. So you say, I'll take the plane going to Australia, there's not place in that plane. And you tell all who are going to Jeddah, at the Multazam you must make dua for me. That Allah must bring me to Jeddah, and I must come for Umrah, I must come to Baytullah. But your plane is taking you to Australia. He says you will never reach Jeddah. The effort must be right, the dua also must be right. We're just depending on duas. Maulana, make dua for us. Maulana, everything must come right. Duas alone are not going to help. Our effort is in the opposite direction. And du'as are in the opposite direction. How can there be a reconciliation? Make the effort and the du'a in the correct direction. Then see the results. May Allah give us love.